This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, welcome into our Memorial Day weekend program when we honor those great Americans who made the ultimate sacrifice in the name of freedom, as well as their survivors and friends and families. Well, we've also got the opening of the long-awaited LACCA Star Tournament. Have you got your ticket? We've been warning you. If you don't, get it now. Do it online before you go fishing. You don't want to be that guy or that girl. Also, the Alabama Red Snapper season kicked off yesterday. Did you go? We're looking for some reports. How'd the waters produce for you? Text us at 504-260-1870. Well, we got lots of Gulf Coast area outdoor news that broke this week. We'll be talking about, including some bills pending the Louisiana legislature that might affect you, the sportsman. One of those is regarding allowing froggers to legally carry firearms. Another eliminates the requirement that you have to maintain sex identification of a deer after that deer's tag has already been validated. And the question of, will licenses be issued to pen-raised hunting preserves for mallard releases below the coastal zone but north of Highway 90? Well, I'll give you my take on the arguments for and against some of these and then ask you to comment. Again, by texting us along with your questions and other comments, we'll add those in with the reports of our professional captains and marina operators to help you find some fish this long weekend. And you can do that by texting your message real time into the studio here at 504-260-1870. And talking about the CCA Louisiana Star Tournament kicking off, they have named their new director, the replacement for the executive director, David Cresson. Congratulations to Rad Trasher. Comes, I think, as not much of a surprise to most longtime CCA members. Well, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery is also reporting this past turkey season that just closed was the second most birds killed since 2009 when mandatory reporting went into effect. Despite the fact that they moved the season back and reduced the limit, how was your Louisiana turkey season? And there's some questions to be answered here. Do you think there's really more turkeys, or is the compliance better now with the validating and the reporting of the turkey tags? Because let me tell you, when you see what they reported, they reported earlier, not so many years ago, three times the amount that they're reporting now as being one of those record years. Well, we'll talk more about turkeys. Also, we have a bonus bad boy, the outdoor story this morning, starring a previous bad boy honoree. That will be in addition to the case of the Echo Louisiana Crawfish Rustler. And we're going to be joined by a special guest, bass angler and talk radio host Moon Griffon is going to join us a little bit later on the program. So hope you stay with us throughout our couple of hours. If not, you can always catch us on the rebound. Go to my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, and the instructions are there how to stream the program if you're not an earshot of an affiliate, or if you want to go back and listen because you didn't get up early enough or you were preoccupied on a Saturday morning. Here's your Memorial Day weekend forecast, and it's looking good. Both days identical. We're looking at 8 to 15 knots. Winds, 1 to 2 foot seas. That'll be offshore. On the interior lakes and bays, those southerly winds will be a little bit lighter, 6 to 12. Average tide range looking good, 1.2. A lot of water moving out there. A slight chance of rain, about a 20% today. Tomorrow, moving up to about 30% on Monday. And the Mississippi River continues to fall, 12.6, latest stage I have. So it's not a bad-looking weekend at all. Going to be some pretty hot temperatures out there and a lot of other things going on. It is Memorial Day weekend. Lots of people get out and honor our great Americans who made the ultimate sacrifice by celebrating with cookouts and barbecues and ball games and things of that nature. And if you are, want to hear from you this morning, 504-260-1870. And we'll be back to kick it off. We'll take you down to Shell Beach to Campos Marina. Get a live report with Rob Bobby Campo right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's head on down to Campo's Arena, bring up Robbie Campo, find out how the week went and what the prospects look like for this weekend. Good morning, Robbie. Big Memorial Day weekend's here. A lot of people going to be fishing next 3 days.
You know, Don, we've got a lot to talk about in these next couple minutes. First off, we're going to start off with what's happened in the past week. I'm going to call it a spectacular week because that's what it was. I don't know if I ever seen any more fish caught than I saw caught this week. It was just phenomenal, man. I'm telling you, boatloads coming in here across the table. Just a great, great week of fishing. From Lake Bourne, the eastern shoreline, all the way out to the northern end of the eastern shoreline, out by Pity Pass, all the way out to the islands. I mean, you got a spot you like to fish at this time of the year, pick it, go to it. You should catch fish there. It's been that good. So, with that said, you know, today starts off the Star Tournament. So if you haven't registered for Star Tournament, do so. Today here at Campos, we are hosting Louisiana Dysautonomia Rodeo. A lot of people say, what's dysautonomia? Well, dysautonomia is people with autoimmune diseases. So this is fishing for a cause. So if you want to fish this tournament, you can register for it this morning here at Campos. It's going to be a good time. So with that said, we got plenty of bait in the boxes. Hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us over here at Campos. We're out here waiting on you.
Any special holiday hours or anything?
No, Don, it's normal. It's 5 to 5 and look, and we're here doing our thing, and we're going to be here every day. You know, we're here Friday, you know, whatever. We're just here. We don't go home. We're here. Well, it seems like we don't go home anyway because I wake up in the morning and I'm doing it all over again. So, yeah. So hook the lever at the bridge and come on down and see us. If you did not get a for people that don't, that, you know, really believe in this or whatever, I'm telling you, do so. Get you a CTOR membership. We had quite a few people broke down this week. And you know, they call in here. I don't have a boat to go get you with. My boat is being used by one of my good friends who's a charter captain. And if you don't, it's just an insurance policy to get you home, guys. You know, for a little bit of money it costs to get a CTOR membership. Christian Orfanello and his wife Colleen, great people. Call them up and they'll set you up. And it gives me a peace of mind knowing that you get home. So, Star Tournament kicks off today. If you didn't have your Star Tournament ticket, you don't want to be that guy. I know that guy. I'm telling you, you don't want to be that guy. So we talk about this a lot, Don. So, you know, and we know the one, we do know Miss Allie Schultz that did win a boat.
Yes,
so it does happen. It does happen. And it has happened. And, you know, I want you to make it happen. So we got plenty of tagged redfish around this area here. So get signed up. It's a great tournament. You don't have to try to catch it today. It goes all the way to Labor Day. So, you know, we got a long summer here with Star Tournament going on. So get registered, get signed up for it because it's going to be fun.
And no matter what you fish in or where you fish, it always is good. And by the way, getting back to that CTOR, I'm going to talk about it a little bit later on. Christian's got a special on right now, 15 months for the price of 12, so it's even a better bargain to get it right now during this month.
Well, you know, like I said, Don, it's just an insurance policy to get you home. And, you know, not always can I go get you. I don't mind going to get you, but like I said,
well,
that's not
your job, Robbie. That's mighty generous of you to go get somebody that's launched and out of your marina and has problems, but that doesn't come along with the cost of a launch for sure. It's mighty generous of you to do that. But CTO, that's their business. That's their job. They know what they're doing, and they'll get you in a very short order of time.
You better believe it. You better believe it. They're great people. And like I said, I've been knowing Christian a very long time. So they will get you back home safe. So you know, it's just an insurance policy that you could have. Hey, and they do other things too. If you break down on the side of the road with your trailer or something, bearings go out, they hook you up with that also. So you look into the whole package. I highly recommend it.
All right, Robbie. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you next time.
Yep, come on down and see us. We're waiting on you guys. All right, bye-bye.
All right, Robbie's always waiting there for you. Got everything you need at Campos Marine in Shell Beach. All right, I was talking about the CCA. We talked about the Star. Well, they have named their new executive director and CEO, David Cresson, who did a great job for a long time, finally left. He took another job. He accepted the role of a president and CEO of the Louisiana Chemical Association. I'm sure he's going to be successful there. While he was gone, one of the board chairmen, Charlie Kaplinger, filled in. And he's been working real hard as the interim executive director. Well, they did a nationwide search, and they didn't have to look all over the nation because right in their own backyard, in their own office, was an outstanding individual. And a lot of you have heard him on this program. You know him. You've seen him on commercials. You've heard him speak. He knows all the ins and outs. He's worked in just about every facet of Louisiana CCA. I'm talking about Rad Trasher. He's definitely a conservation leader, and he's got 20 years experience in that organization, and I'm sure he's going to take it to a new level. So congratulations to Rad Trasher, the new executive director and CEO of CCA, Louisiana. All right, we're coming back. We're going to talk about some of those bills in the legislature. Some of them may affect you. We'll tell you which ones right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Radio Network. Well, as Louisiana legislative sessions go, this one hasn't been a real active one for outdoor-related bills. I've seen some years where it's just been chock-a-block full and some highly controversial. But there are a few in there you might be interested to hear about, and I'll get to those in just a second. Did want to touch on some of our text messages coming in. We're hearing from JT from Varnado. He participated in a charity fishing tournament on the Potomac River. What are you doing up there? Over 100 rockfish were caught, and a lot of money was raised for the wounded vets. Well, very good cause for that. And interesting, fishing the Potomac River. When you hear about it, there's a lot of history associated, but you don't really think of it much as a great fishing river. I'd like to find out more about it. All right, we have this one from the Frog Lawyer. He says, all day fishing today, dawn till dusk. Yeah, that's one of the kayak tournaments. And then the Speck and Redfish Cup and the CCA Star. He's doing a 3-for-1 fishing tournament day all day long. Good luck to you, Frog Lawyer. And we've got our friend the Wingbone reporting in from Wilmer, Alabama. He says a lot of the boat ramps are underwater in the Delta in Alabama. Well, you know how that is in Wingbone. That's only a temporary problem when the tides recede. All right, getting to some of these legislative bills that are taking place right now in the Louisiana legislature. One is House Bill 164. This was authored by Beth Billings, Representative Billings, and it deals with mallard hunting licenses for hunting preserves. We allow the hunting of pen-raised birds, quail, chucker, pheasant, and mallards in some cases in Louisiana. But in an effort to prevent crossover breeding from pen-raised birds with wild model ducks, it's been banned below the coastal zone, where you cannot release mallards in the coastal zone. Well, there's a proposed law in the legislature right now that they would allow the licenses to be issued outside the coastal zone, except if you have a hunting preserve within that zone north of Highway 90, and you were licensed as a preserve in 2024. So the argument there is there's not a lot of wild ducks north of Highway 190. I'm sure there are some that's considered the coastal zone, but pretty much once you get north of Highway 190, you kind of get out of the marsh type habitat where those birds are found. So what do you think? Do you think it still represents a threat to the mottled duck population, or do you think it should be opened up for some more opportunity? That's House Bill 164. And you can weigh in on these. Text us at 504-260-1870. Another bill that's there is Senate Bill 106. This one was authored by Senator Eddie Lambert, and it deals with frogging, nighttime frogging. In Louisiana, for years, you were not allowed to catch a frog with anything but your hands and a light. Well, they opened it up several years ago for mechanical devices and actually gigs and spears that puncture the skin. It took a while, but that finally got changed. Well, it has not been legal to carry firearms, rifles, shotguns, pistols while you're in the act of frogging. The argument for carrying those would be self-defense, you know, in this crazy world, and also self-defense from some of those critters out there. I'm talking about maybe snakes that, you know, really it's not good to shoot any animal, but in the case of snakes, if they're in a real bad situation, then, you know, it might be necessary to take them out. Anyway, this bill would allow the handling and the carrying of firearms while you're out frogging. Now, the argument against this would be that it's going to give people the opportunity to have weapons at night while they're out in the marshes or swamps. And that could possibly lead someone to shooting something other than an intended quarry. In other words, they might be shining, they got a light, and they got a gun, and there's deer out there, there's coons, there's a lot of animals that are nocturnal that come out at night. So this bill is, in fact, the status on this bill right now, it's pending House final passage. There was a lot of support for it, so it looks like it might fly. The one I talked about a minute ago is still pending the Senate Natural Resources Committee's approval. That would be the one on allowing mallard hunting licenses for the hunting preserve. So they're not over yet, and if you hear any of these and they strike a chord with you, either for or against, and you want to support it, contact your legislature, either your representative or your senator, and let them know how you feel about it. And if you'd like to know, let us know how you feel about it, 504-260-1870. That's our text line, comes right here into the studio. House Bill 219, Representative R. D. With Carrier, provides for sex identification requirements. Now, you know, when you kill a deer, because there are certain limits and on bucks and legally doe, there's doe you have to have tags on all of the deer that are killed in Louisiana. Well, since we're tagging them, and you're reporting it and doing a report card, and you validate that tag. Validating mean you have to actually contact the department either electronically or by phone and report what you've killed, what the deer was, where you killed it, the date you killed it. If all of that is done, then really is there still a requirement that you need to keep horns or other sex identification to prove that it was a buck and not a doe that you had taken? And there's been a lot of support for this. I think the last vote I saw was 9-0, so this is probably going to fly. Its status right now, it's not scheduled for final Senate passage until the 27th, which is coming up next week. That'd be like next Tuesday. And of course, all these bills, if they're pass the House and the Senate, and then it goes for the governor's desk. All right, I got a couple more to talk about. We'll be back to do that. Also, talk a little about these turkey reporting Bayou Liberty P-Rog races, and man, we have got a slew of fishing rodeos coming up in the month of June. I'll tell you about as many of them as I can right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Network. All right, one more bill I wanted to mention. This is one we brought up a couple weeks ago by Representative Joe Ogeron, House Bill 604, that would establish a red drum tagging program where for a fee you would be allowed to purchase a limited number of tags to keep and kill redfish in excess of 27 inches, which are strictly catch and release now. This would be an exception. I don't think this one's going anywhere. It kind of bogged down in the House Natural Resources Committee back last month and hasn't moved since. So I wouldn't seem to think that's going to have any legs to it. All right, lots of stuff coming up, not only just this Memorial Day weekend, but in the coming weeks. Summer is here. It's time for fishing rodeos and other events. I've got a whole slew of them on the calendar. I'll get to those and also some of your text messages. But first thing we need to do is pause a quick 10 seconds for our local stations to identify who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, up first is Lafitte LT. He's reminding everyone, be safe out there. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of boat traffic out this weekend. He says accidents can happen even with the professionals behind the wheel, praying for all those involved in that airboat barge accident. Yes, we are. And we got a good morning from Windy City of Ohio. Here on the shores of beautiful Lake Michigan, they're casting for the elusive and prized gold 81 Chevette. No tags. Wish us luck and stay safe, y'all. Good luck to you on those. What are you fishing for up there in Lake Michigan? What is the species? All right, we got a text in. I was asking about red snapper. It opened up in the state of Alabama yesterday, as a matter of fact, it opened up. They fish a little bit differently than we do as far as regulations in Louisiana. Their season will be like ours, 7 days a week, but only through June 30th. After June 30th, they will start four-day weekends, and that begins on the 4th of July, and that will run until their quota of 664,552 pounds is reached. So good luck to all the Alabama fishermen, and this one comes from one of our regular listeners, a fisherman and hunter, the Backstrap Stacker. He says, snapper everywhere. The wind finally laid down, makes it easier on the knees to run out to the deeper water where the bigger fish are hanging out. Now, good luck to you and all the Alabama anglers going out on this opening weekend of the red snapper season. All right, here's one says, good morning. This is Yvette. We're headed to the airport to go to Tulum, Mexico, and listening to you on the radio, where they're going to chill and have some fun in the sun. All right, go have a good time. And old man Sam's calls the bill for the allowing froggers to carry firearms while they're frogging at night. The Frogger Firearm Integrity Bill. Make it similar to carrying a firearm for bow hunting. That's from old man Sam. All right, LT, he forgot to mention, next weekend, May 30th, June 1st, Lafitte Seafood Festival in Lafitte. Yeah, that's always a good one. All right, here we go. Let's see. Robbie Campos right. The fish doing everything but jumping in the boat. Remind people about boat courtesy. Seems to be slipping. That's from Redfish Robbie. You know, a lot of times it's a question of whether people are just rude and inconsiderate and don't care, or whether they just don't know. So if you see somebody doing something stupid out there, don't pull up to them screaming and threatening and hollering. But, you know, you might want to just kind of get them on the side and in a kind of calm and quiet voice suggest the correction to them. All right, we got our friend the Steel Man. He's checking in from Covington. He's taking it easy. Went sight fishing for reds around the Wrigley's last weekend and had dirty water and more cloud cover than expected. Contributed to a scratch. Well, that's what makes our good trips more fun, Steel Man. Better trips are ahead, and happy hunting. Your wishes to our listeners. All right, let me get to some of these massive outdoor calendar. Next week, and we're going to talk to Dean Galatis. He's been a Bayou Liberty resident, and the 68th annual Bayou Liberty Pirog Race is scheduled for next Saturday, sponsored by the Bayou Liberty Heritage Foundation. And it kicks off about noon. They'll have a blessing of the paddlers. And this is all at St. Genevieve's Church. I actually won one of the heats there way back in the day, and I have a picture of it. I'll dig it up for you for next week and probably post it on my Facebook page. But they have all kind of races for the kids. There are canoe races. There's girls competition, ladies over 40, men over 40. One of the more humorous ones, they do an actually blindfold race. You want to get a kick out of that, trying to paddle a pirogue in a race with a blindfold on. And it's all day long, begins around noon and wraps up somewhere around 6:30 or so. Only pirogue and canoes are allowed to compete. The new kayak, Fancy Dan, no. But a lot of you kayakers that listen to the show, I know you're good with a paddle in your hand. You might want to break out an old pirogue and get a canoe and get in on it. And again, it's sponsored by the Bayou Liberty Heritage Foundation, and it's sponsored and honors the members of the Bayou Liberty Civic Center. The first one goes way back to June of 1951, long-standing tradition. And most of the pirogues back then were the ones that we either made yourself or you actually dug out from cypress trees. 68 years and going strong. They'll have some food and drink brought in there, too, for sale. So it's a lot of fun. You might want to stop by there. It's at Bayou Liberty right there. We're at St. Genevieve's Church. I believe that's Highway 433, if I'm not mistaken. Number. All right, when we come back, I got a lot more fishing rodeos, a Cajun Heritage Festival to tell you about, what's on Bayou Wild TV this week, and what's on Coastal Cooking in Louisiana public broadcast. And fishing reports, too. Darrell Carpenter will be with us in just a bit. Stay with us. We're right back after this. All right, we're hearing from the Fishing Freak 504 and Cayenne. They're going to fish the Trestle Bridge, asking us to have a great day. You have one also. Here's one from Old Dog. Was in Leeville on the kayak. A slow crabber moving slow with bow way up. Without a flag, he may have hit me. Please have flags and PFDs. Yeah, if you're going to be paddling low profile in the marsh, have one of those flags, even on open water, as you mentioned. All right, here's one on way to Gulf Shores to work. You can tell snapper season's open. Lots of boats and no place to park at the nearest bait and tackle store from my house. Couldn't ask for a better marine forecast. Be safe, everybody. All right, I want to remind you the Louisiana Coastal Cooking episodes continue on public broadcast in New Orleans. It airs on WYES and is seen on other local broadcast channels, public broadcast channels, that is, all over the country. It'll air today at 9 a.m. and tomorrow at 11 on WYES. This week's episode is called Pollinators in the Urban Forest. And the recipe that's featured is curried pumpkin and corn bisque with crawfish and andouille, and a Louisiana satsuma and rosemary olive oil cake by Dr. Elise Ferrara from Nicholls State University. That's episode 108 of Louisiana Coastal Cooking. Tune it in. You won't be disappointed. Good program. We have got a slew of fishing rodeos kicking off in the next couple of weeks. The big weekend seems to be the one beginning June 4th, and that's when Swole Fest kicks off down at the Grand Isle Marina. Continues all through the weekend, Friday and into Saturday. Also that same weekend, June 5th through 7th at Fouchon, is the Catholic High School Fishing Rodeo, which has grown to be another big one. How do these both end up on the same weekend? Does that usually happen? Don't remember it if it does, but you can get tickets to both of them, fish both of them at the same time. June 27th, 28th at Campos and at the school, the Rummel, Archbishop Rummel Rodeo will be held. We've got the 48th Annual Cajun Heritage Festival. That's coming to the LaRose Civic Center June 7th and 8th. That's where they have live auction of decoys and paintings and lots of Cajun heritage items June 7th and 8th. Again, that's at the LaRose Civic Center. Then on June 28th, let's see, we've got the Fish, Crab, and Explore, the Great Outdoors in Lacombe, right there on Bayou Lacombe at Lake Road, right near the Big Branch National Wildlife Refuge. There'll be a fish ID station, a Build-A-Fish, Clean-A-Fish, pond ecology, kayaks, crabbing, and a backyard bass fishing feature. So lots of activities going on, and that's going to be from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday, June 28th. So you might want to mark your calendar for any or all of those events you might want to make. All right, turkey. Let me talk a little bit of turkey. We just kind of wrapped up the turkey season here in Louisiana and most other states. It's, if not closed, it will be closing probably this weekend. They're reporting that more than 3,500 birds were killed in Louisiana for the second consecutive year. And the press release says that this is this total, 3,576 birds, is second only to last year when 3,695 birds were reported since harvest reporting was mandated in 2009. The last four seasons, 2022-2025, were the best four since report harvest data has been compiled. Well, I've got a copy of a release from the department, the same Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, that said in 2022, that's just, what, three seasons ago, 9,100 turkeys were killed. That was according to the Hunter Survey. Now, that's three times what they claim was killed and reported this year. So my question is, are there actually more turkeys being killed now? When you said that there were 9,100 taken, according to the best science you had, the Hunter Survey, and now with reported tags where people actually have to tag and validate it, you're saying this is a record year, second record year, with 3,576. Which is it? Are we seeing better compliance now? More people are adhering to the law and actually tagging and validating turkeys is why we're seeing 3,576 compared to how many have been tagged over the past decade or so. But I guess that Hunter survey, which was conducted on the internet and by phone calls, I guess that's how they connected. There were three, which would tell me that there were three times as many people killing turkeys illegally as reporting them. So where is it? And the bigger question is, where do we go from here? If it's been such a good season and, you know, we didn't have the best weather, they said, and the season was cut, moved further back, which makes it harder because there's fewer birds gobbling, and they took away jakes and they reduced the limit from three to two, and we're still killing all these turkeys. Well, are you going to extend the season, raise the limit, bring back jakes? What's the next move? I don't know. It's hard to follow the turkey management program in Louisiana. Very, very difficult with conflicting reports. Anyway, if you want to check it out, it'll give you a parish-by-parish count on how many wild turkeys were harvested in each parish this year, and how many were jakes and how many were adults. And, you know, I guess it's the best they've got now, and I don't know whether they're still doing Hunter surveys by phone and email. If they are, it'd be interesting to compare them now to then and see what the numbers show. All right, we come back after this. We're going to bring in Captain Darrell Carpenter. Let's get him in and get some fishing reports from that Grand Isle area because that's going to be a hot spot coming up for activity this Memorial Day weekend. You want to get in on it? He'll tell you where to go and what to use to get them. Back right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the name of his operation is RealScreamers.com. Captain Darrell Carpenter joins us now. And, Darrell, I guess the island is a-hopping this Memorial Day weekend, huh?
Oh, bring your patience. Bring a whole lot of patience and leave your religion at home because you will lose it on this island this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's going to be a good time ahead by all, we hope. Tell us how the fishing's been and what's it look like for the weekend. Got a good weather forecast.
Yeah, well, Don, you know, we've been talking about how slow, you know, or how you've been having to work for everything with the muddy water and everything else around here. Well, that changed earlier this week, you know, when we finally got a break in the weather. People were able to get on that beach. You could literally walk from boat to boat without getting your feet wet on Elmer's Island Beach yesterday, but everybody ended up coming home with fish. It's a little bit hard. You got to work for it just a little bit more when you're in the back. But I think in the last 2 days, everybody has caught fish. And that's evidenced by the boats running around like crazy at 4 a.m. this morning, trying to get their spots. But yeah, man, I mean, it's, you know, you always pretext Grand Isle as being one of the first places that turned on. We might not have been the first this year, but it is on now.
Describe how you fish the beach when you fish in the front beaches from a boat.
Well, now, look, it kind of changes a little bit, Don. Like yesterday was a little bit of a weird day. You still had a lot of groundswell coming in, so you couldn't get right up on the beach. But they were in that first trough. Once you came off of the beach, if you parked on, like, the second sandbar and you threw into the trough, that's where the fish were yesterday. So sometimes you just got to watch your activity. You got to watch where the bait is. You know, the surf was a little bit too rough for them to be in the surf. You watch where the bait is. If you start off close or as close as the waves will let you, start working your way back a little bit if you're not, or start fishing off the front of the boat if you're not catching anything. Because there's a many a time, and it happens more during the summer too, as it gets hotter, those fish will move out of the breakwater and move into the troughs, and a lot of times that's where you can catch them.
And how do you rig up?
The big thing has been, those fish are heavily on their own fish a lot right now. So the big thing lately has been croakers, so we got a live well full of beautiful live croakers. It's usually Carolina rig, a little bit of seaweed, so you got to really kind of feel your rod and be conscious of what's going on. But, just Carolina rig. If your croakers are real small, you can put them under a cork, and that might work. But 90% of the time on the beach is Carolina.
Tell you, you guys are lucky to have availability of fishing with croakers down there. A lot of places, the marinas can't keep them alive. Of course, you catch your own, and that's the best way to do it. But, boy, what an effective bait that is for summertime.
It is, Don, and I'm going to tell you, there's another little fish we call a spot. They're a little harder to keep alive. They look a lot like a croaker, but they're not. I guess because of the availability and people buying it, the croakers are the most popular. But I've also got a live well full of about inch and a half long pinfish, the pinfish hatches on. And, in Florida, that's about all they use for speckled trout. So, if you're throwing a cast out or whatever, don't necessarily throw something away just because it's not a croaker, because I can promise you, speckled trout get mad at a pinfish, too.
Oh, yeah. Mullet, pogies, you name it. If it comes up and it's small and you got it in a cast net, it's likely to catch some speckled trout. And a lot of times, the biggest speckled trout. I think the mistake most people make fishing with particularly large croakers is they don't let that fish get the bait all the way down in its gullet. I mean, it's so easy to, as soon as you see the feel the bite, to jerk it out. And it takes a trout a while, especially to get a big croaker in where you can set the hook.
Well, we try to teach people fishing croakers is you fish them with your rod tip way up high. And when you feel that first thump, you drop that rod tip. And once he takes all that slack out, that's when, to use Hokie's old phrase, that's when you knock a snot bubble at him. Okay? But whenever you can, I still wish they'd do a book of Hokie-isms. But when we got somebody that just can't comprehend it or can't grasp the concept, we start teaching them to fish croakers by putting a rod in a rod holder. And you can see that rod jump when that fish hits it. And they'll reach for it. And we say, no, don't touch it. And when that rod bends over, then we'll let them take it out of the rod holder and it's a fish. And that usually is what makes them understand, okay, I'm setting the hook too soon.
Good lesson. I don't know if we could fill a book with them, but I got a lot of Hokie. We talk about Hokie guys, John, who's passed on, Hokie-isms, and you got, maybe we ought to just jot them down and put them together and just kind of put them in a list, and every once in a while.
I don't have the memory a lot of people have, but I sure remember knocking snot bubble.
Yeah, I can remember quite a few, and maybe I'll ask the audience if they remember any Hokie-isms that they heard, whether he was broadcasting, whether he was hunting turkeys, or whether he was fishing trout. We'd like to get a compilation together. Well, Darryl, quickly tell them how to get you. You're on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, RealScreamers.com. How about that telephone?
225-937-6288.
All right, my friend. Be safe. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.
All right, there he goes, Darryl Carpenter. All right, we got a bonus bad boy for you. A bad boy outdoors alumnus is going to be on with us. Jack Monisset. Remember that name? He's been indicted. We'll give you some details on that. Also, a crawfish rustler. And more fishing reports from Captain Mike, Captain Ryan. And we'll talk with a special guest, Moon Griffon, who spent some time bass fishing in a tournament at Lake Bartholomew. All that coming up in the second hour of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.